Calling to order the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors Business Meeting. Today is January 9th, 2025. The time is now 7:05. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin roll call, beginning with my right.
Greg Phillips.
Bill Genoway.
Tina Garzillo.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
John Walco from the Solicitor's Office.
Amanda Lafty, Assistant Township Manager.
Kaylee Melcher from the Solicitor's Office.
The next item on the agenda is Chairperson's Comments. I have two things to comment on this evening. The first one is, prior to this meeting, we held executive session to discuss legal and real estate matters. We will be convening into an executive session following this meeting as well. And then also prior to this meeting, we met for our foundation, Upper Marion Township Foundation reorganization meeting. And I just want to do a little PR for our foundation. This is a nonprofit entity that we have in the township that serves people of need in our community. So if you wanted to find out more information about our foundation, you can go to our website, or you can, if you're a subscriber to our e-newsletter, and if you're not a subscriber to the e-newsletter, that'd be an important one to do because it gives a lot of information about current happenings at the township. So there's information about the foundation on there as well. If you're looking for opportunities that you would like to help some of your fellow neighbors in the community, we do accept donations, sponsorships, et cetera, to the foundation. Or if you work for a corporation that's looking for ways to use some funding that they provide at the company that you work for, we also accept those kind of donations to the foundation. The foundation does some wonderful things for our community, providing sometimes energy assistance for people who get behind in their utility bills. We've done some educational support to students that had some financial concerns that weren't able to maybe buy a laptop or things like that. So whenever we identify a special need that's with a resident in the community, the foundation steps up to serve those needs. So it's a wonderful nonprofit organization that we have that we offer out to our residents. So the part of that is that we need the funds to be able to help our residents. So if you are in the position that you can donate, it's always graciously appreciated. The next item on the agenda is our citizen board vacancies. We still have a few vacancies. So if you know of anyone who would like to serve in that capacity in our township, you have to be a township resident to serve on a board. The vacancies are two vacancies on ECDC, one vacancy on the farmers market as a young adult, one vacancy as an alternate for the Human Relations Commission, one vacancy for the Media Communications Board. The Property Maintenance UCC Board has one vacancy as an alternate. Public Safety Citizen Advisory Board, one vacancy. Public Safety Board for a young adult, one vacancy. Upper Marion Foundation Subcommittee, one vacancy. Upper Marion Historical Commission, three vacancies. Upper Marion Historical Commission for a young adult, one vacancy. The Zoning Hearing Board alternate member, one vacancy. For the ones that I read that it's a young adult refers to someone who is high school or younger. So just to clarify that. Okay, the next item on the agenda is public comment for any item that's on our agenda. This is the area of the meeting that we allow anyone in the public that would like to address anything, come to the podium and discuss anything that's on the agenda for this evening. So if there's anyone in the audience who would like to come forward for that purpose, hearing and seeing none, we'll enter into the new business on our agenda. The next item on the agenda, and this is always one of the great highlights that we get to participate in our meetings, is the swearing in of firefighter EMT, and it will be performed with Judge Gallagher, and I'm not sure at the podium who will be speaking. So we're going back and forth there. You both may say a few words if you like.
Good evening, Chairperson Garzillo, members of the board, Mr. Hamaday, and our citizens. One of our full-time firefighter EMTs has resigned to pursue opportunities on the West Coast. There is currently a firefighter EMT list with several viable candidates. The first three candidates on that list have had background checks, pre-employment screenings, and currently serve as part-time firefighter EMTs. The next firefighter EMT to join the Upper Marion Fire and EMS team is Andrew Pavillard. Andrew served 6 years as a career firefighter EMT in York County, Virginia, where he graduated from their Hampton Roads Regional Fire Academy. He began his fire service career in Montgomery County, PA, serving 11 years with the Trapp Volunteer Fire Company. He is a high school graduate of Valley Forge Baptist Academy, where he attended for 12 years. He holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Pensacola Christian Academy. Andrew has strong roots in Montgomery County and has been looking to move back to this area to raise his family. He believes his clear, concise communication abilities, along with interpersonal skills, will make him a good fit amongst his colleagues. I'll call District Judge James Gallagher Ford to administer his oath. Joining him will be his wife, Amber, for the pinning of the badge.
Raise your right hand. I, Andrew Pavillard.
I, Andrew Pavillard.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances.
Together with the laws and ordinances.
Of Upper Marion Township.
Of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge my duties.
And I will discharge my duties.
As a firefighter EMT.
As a firefighter EMT.
Of Upper Marion Township.
Of Upper Marion Township.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
And without consideration.
Without consideration.
To a person's race or color.
To a person's race or color.
Sex or religious creed.
Sex or religious creed.
Sexual orientation or age.
Sexual orientation or age.
National origin.
National origin.
Ancestry.
Ancestry.
Handicap or disability?
Handicap or disability.
Congratulations.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much, Chairman Grazil and members of the board. Thank you.
Everyone is welcome to stay for a meeting if you like, or I'll allow a few moments for you to go out into the lobby if you like. I know that this is a time for photo opportunities.
Thanks for coming.
I just ask the last person going out the door if you would please close the door behind you. That would be perfect. Okay, the next item on our agenda is our consent agenda. Under B1, resignation of Sheila Lesson from the Media Communications Advisory Board. Number 2, citizen board appointments to the Media Communications Advisory Board. We would like to appoint Cameron Lesseter to the Community Center Complex Advisory Board, Melissa Adams. Number 3, park maintenance trailer, authorization to purchase a CarMate trailer in the amount of $13,948.09 from TP Trailers, Inc. of Limerick, Pennsylvania. Contract number 025-E22-470 is recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 4, Upper Marion Township Building HVAC Services, approval of the BAS boiler and cooling tower preventative maintenance agreements with Westchester Mechanical Contractors, Inc. of Ashton, Pennsylvania, vendor number 205023, as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 5, Upper Marion Township Cleaning Services, approval of a 1-year service agreement with Waller Services of Norristown, Pennsylvania. Vendor number 379518, as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 6, Upper Marion Township Electrical Services, approval of a 1-year service agreement with U.S. Solutions of Quakertown, Pennsylvania, vendor number 525305 at the proposed labor rates, as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 7, capital equipment lease purchase, authorization to lease purchase the following vehicles and capital equipment through any state CoStarz contract or government leasing program: public safety, unit number 2, Chevy Blazer; Unit number 21, Ford Interceptor. Unit 51, Chevy Tahoe. Number 8, Public Safety Equipment Lease Agreement, Flex Financial Stryker Sales. Approval of a 5-year master lease agreement with Flex Financial Stryker Sales for the lease and service plan for fire and EMS medical equipment identified in the lease agreement at an annual cost of $336,800. Number 9, Abrams Pump Station Pump Replacement. Approval of the replacement of 3 dry pit pumps and 1 flood pump in the amount of $773,720 from CAP Associates, Inc. of Frederick, Maryland, vendor number 165812, as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 10, budget transfer, $30,000 from 01-436-1400, salary wages, to 01-436-3730, building maintenance, to fund additional facility maintenance activities in the township building. Number 11, Newman and Associates Consulting Agreement. Approval of a 6-month agreement from 1-2025 through 6-2025 with Newman and Associates for consulting services related to multi-purpose sports and entertainment facilities in the township in accordance with the terms outlined in the letter of agreement. May I have a motion to accept the consent items?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion made by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. I was getting it right tonight, no matter what. Is there any discussion on this matter?
I only have one thing, which is you heard tonight a lot of vendor numbers and a rattle off the numbers, which is kind of unusual for our consent agenda. But what I want the public to know is the reason for that is we are using CoStars vendors. CoStars is a program that the Pennsylvania Department of General Services has put together. So we here in the township, in order to take advantage of the savings that the Pennsylvania Department of General Services has done, they've gone out and bid each one of these contracts. There's an hourly rate, there's a set cost, and all that work has been done not by our staff, but by the state of Pennsylvania. So we get to show savings to our residents through the use of that program, and I'm really happy to see that we've used it in so well in this particular consent agenda.
Thank you for explaining that. Is there any other discussion on Supervisor Wax?
Yes, and actually, I just realized something. First and foremost, I would like to offer a friendly amendment to the consent agenda in that the resignation of Sheila Boyle-Lesson is not actually from the Media Communications Advisory Board, it's from the Community Center Complex Advisory Board. So let us stand corrected. I did want to thank Ms. Boyle-Lesson for her outstanding service to that citizen board. But I also did want to note it's from the Community Center Complex Advisory Board. Additionally, I just want to give a shout out to the chair of the Community Center Complex Advisory Board, Chris Levy. While Chair Garzillo and I were interviewing Ms. Adams for that vacancy at the Community Center Complex Advisory Board, we learned that the reason Ms. Adams learned about this vacancy is because Chris Levy, in his capacity as chair of this board, went to various classes at the community center and announced to people in the classes that we had this vacancy. So I thought that was really, really aggressive in a positive way, and really taking on the initiative as a member and chair of that board to be able to fill that vacancy. So shout out to you, Chris. So that's all I have.
Any other discussion about anything on the consent agenda? All in favor of approving the consent agenda items, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Okay. Item 7C, consideration of the board's prior action authorizing the township solicitor to attend the scheduled hearing and oppose the ZHB application of DDRTC Overlook at King of Prussia for parking by variance related to a proposed Dave & Buster's restaurant entertainment venue at the Overlook at King of Prussia Center, 310 Goddard Boulevard. I have a motion for this consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on this item?
I would just add that we're doing this because based upon information received, some of the initial concerns that we had were found to be not concerns based upon the calculations of parking and the assessment of actual activity that would be occurring at that site. So it wasn't of the significant magnitude that we thought it was going to be. So there's no need to do this.
Yeah, so just to be clear, it's not, we're considering not to send our solicitor to the zoning hearing board in opposition.
Exactly. So we're withdrawing our opposition.
Well, I don't know that we're necessarily withdrawing our opposition as much as we are asking our solicitor not to go and in exchange to actually send a letter to the board of the zoning board solicitor outlining some conditions that we would impose if the zoning board itself chose to approve that application.
Correct. The consideration would be for us to not actively oppose at the hearing at this point and leave that decision to the zoning hearing board as they are a separate entity and they will consider the case that's brought before them and act accordingly without us trying to lobby for a particular outcome. Except for those conditions that we would request that if there is any approval, that they'd be imposed on any approvals.
Any other comments on this? All in favor of this consideration, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. All right, next item on the agenda is accounts payable. Is there a motion to pay the bills?
Motion to pay the bills.
Is there a second? All in favor of paying the bills?
Madam Chair, I'd like to offer a friendly amendment here as well.
Okay.
There is one. It would be the Remington Vernick invoice. I would ask that we add a condition to this to resolve some identified discrepancies that exist based upon the fact that there no longer are engineer and to get resolution for what might be outstanding as well before we make final payment to them. But whatever that resolution would be from accounting, then proceed with the payment of that.
So on that one item that...
Yes, just on Remington Vernick's invoice.
Invoice, okay.
No opposition to it, but just get it resolved so that it
prior
doesn't...
To.
Yes, before we pay it, since they're no longer our engineer.
Yes, realistically, what we don't want to do is pay and then realize we're chasing money because we are not getting reimbursed by the developer. And this would really only be with our escrow reimbursables. We just want to make sure that we are square with Remington Vernick, developers are square with us, and then we'll release the funds.
And then we'll release the funds.
Only for those escrow reimbursables.
So it's remaining on the warrant list. We are just reserving.
Yes, we're going to reserve, check it twice before we send it.
Okay. Yeah. Will this have to be placed back? This won't have to be placed back on a warrant list. This is just for us, it's internal housekeeping that we just go through.
Yes, we want to make sure that when we pay the bills, there's enough in every escrow account that is being hit by their invoices before we make that payment. If not, then we're chasing the developer to pay us before. So yes. So once that's okay, then we'll make the payment. Okay. Yep.
Any other discussion on accounts payable? All in favor of paying the bills, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 5-0. Is there any additional business from anyone on the board?
I just have two items, Madam Chair.
Please.
So the first is we're having some very extremely cold weather. And in my practice of law, I often run up against folks who do not have enough money to pay their utility bills, whether it be their gas bill, their electric bill, their water bill. I just want everybody to know that there are a number of programs out there to help you pay your bills, especially during this particular time of the year. And you can find more information about these programs by going to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission's Utility Assistance website. And you can find that at puc.pa.gov. And the second item that I have for the public tonight is just want to throw my thoughts and prayers out to the folks in California. Before I retired, I routinely flew into LAX and drove up the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, through Malibu, through a number of those areas that are just absolutely devastated by these wildfires. From the news footage that I saw tonight, a lot of the places that I would normally stop on my trip up are no longer there. My heart goes out to all those folks who have family in California and to the folks who are being absolutely devastated, which are like 100,000 folks currently displaced in California. So, my thoughts go out, and hopefully they'll be able to rebuild their lives quickly through the help of the federal government and the state and local governments as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Two quick items, Madam Chair. The first one to add on to what Mr. Phillips said about the cold weather. If you have neighbors who are ill or elderly, please check on them on a regular basis during this cold weather. You don't know if their furnace goes out, you don't know if they're having mobility problems, whatever the case might be. But if you would be kind enough, if you have an elderly neighbor or an ill neighbor, to check on them during these times, I think they would very much appreciate that. Secondly, just wanted to alert everybody to the fact, because we mentioned this in December, that PennDOT is going to begin the work on Route 202 regarding the sinkhole issues between Henderson Road and Sullivan Boulevard. We received information today from PennDOT that that's going to start on the 13th, which is Monday. They are going to have lane closures. They may be for extended periods. They may be for a week or so at a time. So don't be surprised if you come up and you try to go down Henderson Road and there's a blockage or there's a sign that tells you about the movement down to Sullivan Boulevard or around it somehow, because it is going to start on January the 13th. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I'll just add on to some of the comments that you were making, both of you, with the illnesses that Pennsylvania was identified, and specifically Montgomery County, with an uptick in COVID incidents. So COVID-19 is on the rise again. So do universal precautions, wash your hands, make sure that you take care of yourselves. Test if you think you may have some symptoms, that we definitely are having a large uptick in our county and across the state. So just be safe and stay healthy.
One matter, Madam Chair. I just want to remind everyone that the Board of Community Assistance application deadline is March 31. If you are a junior or a senior in high school and you reside in Upper Merion Township, you are eligible for a scholarship if you're trying to continue your education after you graduate. And if you are an organization which provides services to Upper Merion Township, you are eligible to apply for a grant. There is a significant amount of information on the township website, and I will certainly mention more at the meetings prior to the March 31 deadline. And at one of the next two business meetings, we will be joined by a member of the BCA who will provide information for the entire public to see. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Anything else from anyone on the board? No. Is there anyone from the public who would like to make some public comment? Hearing and seeing none, we're in a position to adjourn our meeting.
So moved. Second.
All in favor of adjourning for this evening? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.